welcome. 8 minutes past 10 o'clock on the show is What's Up Lagos?
What's Up Lagos?
Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for news, talk, and sports. I am Septa.
My name is Stretch, and I want to say sorry. In the past few days, it's been hectic, going up and down, mostly up anyway. All right, welcome to the show this lovely, lovely Tuesday morning, and this is your daily tonic. Yeah. And if you're not taking this in the right doses,
I don't know if you're going to get better. That's the truth. Ask your doctor. Really. They keep telling you, even Dr. Fred said.
Yeah. Take this in the right doses. Monday to Friday.
You sure you're not going to take off?
You don't want to get better?
That leg pain is not
going to
go.
It's not going to go. Emotional
that chest
trauma.
Chest pain is not going to go.
Lack of money. Frowning your face. This is the only show that gets to sort out all those problems.
And we don't ask anything from you. Just tuning daily, Monday to Friday. That's it.
And like say with the play, www.oneplay.ng.
You get
it. We drop it like it's hot.
Like it's hot. 20,000 naira for three people this morning, 11:45, when we do the live draw. And if you play, if you listen to us and do the thing, you might just be winning yourself some cool cash today. And of course, I told you yesterday, Friday, nothing has changed. 50,000 naira. But for only you, you don't shout anybody. Now, by yourself, you just spend your money,
take
your weekend. So you better be playing right now because, in fact, if you have been playing since yesterday, congratulations.
You're part of it.
Because you're part of it. You don't have to play that very Friday for you to make it to the draw. If you don't start since yesterday, I wish I could say me, but it can't be me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but we're good.
Five of them we sacrifice for you. That's what we do.
Love.
Every morning I enter the studio, I count the money. They complete.
Put it down and it is mint.
Nobody they touch on.
Mint.
Once you see the alert, say the operation mint.
Mint.
Get it wine.
If they go business center, say, can I withdraw this one? I'm on a mint.
A mint. A mint. Anyway, it's in a mint. Lagos, welcome to the show. 10 minutes past 10 o'clock. We have to go on a break to come back and give you the sounds of. We wish that we could take a break on that segment, but we can't do
we
that.
We cannot do that. We will be jailed for treasonable felony.
And you know, say you don't see customers. This to me fits your hand.
There are, I'll put my name inside. I said, I will not give you my wrist.
We'll be right back.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
Where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
The National Security Advisor, Nuhuri Badu, on Monday said the President Bola Tinubu-led federal government has so far rescued over 1,000 kidnapped victims without paying a ransom. Ribadu said this when he received 22 students and staff of the Federal University of Gusau, Zamfara State, rescued on Sunday. The bandits had on September 22nd, 2023, invaded the institution and abducted over 30 students and members of staff. The Deputy Governor of Zamfara State, Mani Mumuni, who was at the university to sympathize with the families and the school authorities over the incident, called on security agencies to hasten the rescue of the kidnapped students. In a press statement, the spokesperson for the Zamfara State Police Command, Yazid Abubakar, assured that the command would ensure the rescue of all the kidnapped students as it had deployed an additional tactical team for search and rescue operations.
Search and rescue.
Now, the police noted that on the 22nd of September 2023, at about 2:50 hours, suspected bandits riding on about 50 motorcycles armed with sophisticated weapons invaded three students' rented apartments in Sabongila village near the Federal University, Gusau, and kidnapped an unspecified number of students, taking them to an unknown destination. Now, seven of the students were rescued while two escaped, leaving 22 others in captivity. On Sunday, the 22nd, comprising 15 students and seven workers of the university, were rescued in an exercise coordinated by the National Counterterrorism Center. Okay, it's a long read now. I have to just quickly cut to the chase. In March, the military rescued 137 students kidnapped from the Kaduna state, with the federal government saying no ransom was paid. Despite that, the bandits demanded 1 billion naira. The NSA thanked the parents of the rescued victims for their patience and understanding during the period and commended security agencies for their sacrifice. Okay. Now, should I go?
No, just you can.
Okay, so basically, I want to start from the fact that I'm happy that the federal government is listening.
We commend.
Apparently, because, I mean, when all these things were going on, we heard a lot of abductees were rescued. Some of them were released. There were conversations around the fact that if they were released, it means that it's the kidnappers that decided to release them, not that you went to rescue them. So does it actually mean that we are still paying ransom to these kidnappers after we heard that there's no more crowdfunding, and federal government is not going to pay ransom to any of these kidnappers? So we wanted to, you know, closure of some sort, so we know exactly what we are doing, and to also understand that our armed forces are equal to the task.
Equal to the task.
I mean, nobody's praying for these things to happen again, but paradventure, we can rely on our military, our armed forces, to do what they have to do. But this is, we are so sorry. I think on behalf of Nigerians, we want to say we are sorry for thinking that, you know, this thing just happened because the kidnappers thought it wise to release them, but it was actually a rescue mission.
That you guys now take it away, stretch. This. So, let us go to rescue. If you rescued some people from captivity, that means it's either you overpowered the people that held them. There definitely was a struggle for you to get them away from them. And you got them away without paying anything. You know, you can get them away by negotiating. Take money, release them.
Yeah.
You leave the captives are in their house, they are spending
slap
the money.
Your hand. Don't do it again.
But you did not pay them anything. They are Nigerian military. Can we... Did you capture these people that... captured these people.
So I played it in my head. This is what happened.
Okay.
So when the military invaded the territory of these kidnappers, they fled.
Okay, they fled and left the doors open and
then
everything.
The abductees were there, so they now took the abductees.
Took the abductees away, so they didn't pay any ransom.
And even in this story, I didn't finish because it was a long read. They said that it was like a private kind of rescue mission.
So they
did that because they wanted to keep the privacy of these people. They didn't want them to be in the faces of people.
The privacy of the people that were captured.
And they even conducted pregnancy tests for some of the ladies, and they all tested negative.
So when you catch someone that did this kind of thing, do you think Nigerians need to know that you have caught the kidnappers?
It's privacy.
Did you catch the kidnappers? Did you overpower them? Are they in jail? Have they been killed? You went, you did not pay ransom. Okay, the person that you are supposed to pay ransom to, you shot them or you arrested them.
They fled.
They just fled and you let them flee. They came.
It was not in the story that they fled.
Weapons on bikes. About 50, 60 bikes. And when you got there, did you catch them? Did you catch anybody?
Where are these people?
Where are they? Where are the people that you... Have you displayed anybody? There was a time we heard names of... That one is going under the rug as we speak. We heard names of companies that are sponsoring. That we've not heard anything about. But this one is this. You went to save people. These would have asked for 1 billion.
Don't say rescue.
Rescue, rather. I'm sorry. And you brought them all out without paying anything. What about those that kidnapped these people?
Are they still at large?
Horrible, did they flee, or did you cut them, or have they been neutralized?
They could have puked.
Did you neutralize them? So there are so many gaps in this. We're not asking this just to make you look bad.
No, at
all. We're asking this to let Nigerians know that at least
it's not about asking kidnappers because we want to make you look bad. For you to come on the news and tell us this is what's happening, means you're accountable.
In such details.
So this is just a follow-up as to go back to the
accountability is not complete.
Not complete,
A banker that will do banking, at the end of the day, his figures have to balance to zero.
If not,
he knows he's not owing money. So you are still owing us information. Where are the people that kidnapped these people? Where are they? Are they dead and buried?
Or did they
pew? Or did they just flee? So the story is not complete because this one is so detailed, but yet
some details are still
some missing. Details are missing.
And that was Sound Off.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badugba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
Yeah, I know sometimes my voice can be.
It can be what?
Very sweet.
How?
The way I did it now.
Did you see what the system did when you did that?
What did you do? It went off.
It showed red. That's why I go out when you are singing. So they will not think I'm beating you here.
Wala. And you enjoy this thing. You like to lie too much. You lie too much.
Lie.
The one thing you enjoy about me the most is my singing prowess.
Yes. I'm looking for where it exists.
Lagos, we are now at the part of the show where we have to remind you again for the umpteenth time. I will not tire to remind you that money is to be won by you. The money is not for us. Mm-mm. The money is on ground for you. So keep playing the game to win 20,000 naira. www.oneplay.ng. Or better still, if you want to use a USSD code like the guy who called me yesterday, *347*880*3#. But I always advise that this is the perfect time for you to borrow your enemy's phone to play this game. Tell and say, when I forget about the issue, when I don't get in the past,
the issue of something the past is the past. Coming. Yes.
And you have to chuck 500.
Your buckets. Bro, bring do your this buckets.
Then when the money come out, and I can share it. I can give them 2% or I can give them 5%, anyone.
Or 10% if it's God.
For wisdom that. Assistant God, I've been a God uncle.
You
can't do that. Just give them 2%. Snorkel.
www.oneplay.ng if you want to go on the website. And if you want to use the code, it's also easier.
Yeah, *347*880*3#. Make sure you're playing, okay?
Make sure you're
your
playing.
Your money is yours. Amen. Receive it. Okay, it's time for the music on the show. You know the show is not complete if we don't drop it like it's hot. And it's a story.
What?
As sweet as...
Wait. Is it that you keep doing this?
You're a very good storyteller. I have to give it to you.
That
me
is...
now, if I start saying the story,
wow.
I will start to answer the question before I drop it.
Alright, so I want to ask you this. It's simple. We need you to ride with us in your boat of imagination. Oh,
nice,
God.
Nice.
Oh,
my God.
Right. Okay, you have an in-law. Yeah? Your in-law is a car dealer.
Mantamoto.
And you want to buy a car. Who else can you go to than your in-law?
Thine in-law.
Yes, and you can pay your in-law in full. So you say, in-law, I want this car. It's easy now. I will do it for you. Machine me mere gear no reason. You send him 11 million naira. And he says, your car is underway. I will even add extra jack, an extra tire. And I'll give you some mede from overseas inside the car. Don't worry. Just chill. Before the car is shipped, this in-law of yours falls ill. And he doesn't fall ill for 1 month. He falls ill for 5 months. Money don't go. Well, luckily, he does not die, but loses everything.
Try.
And when he recovers, you should have go visit them. Everybody went to visit you. Your in-law now. Your money is hanging. Your car, not seen. But you have to go and visit your in-law who nearly died. Then loses everything and he has to start afresh. And the family calls together. Guys, this guy is a very good guy. We need to help him stand on his feet.
Was a good guy. No dash me can I pitch.
Everybody. No. He's been doing business for the family. Everybody, please. We want to contribute. Put whatever you can into this. Now, the question is this. What will be your input or your output or your stay put? Will you say, I'm not doing it. I can't give him anything. Or will you say, well, thank God he did not die. Let me contribute so that maybe when he stands up one day, he'll remember that he owes me money. What will you do in that circumstance? Your 11 million is nowhere to be found.
What about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Holy Spirit?
What
be with him forever and evermore. Amen.
So he won't contribute anything?
I'm
asking you.
My in-law that was selling moto, I had to pay for moto.
Yes.
11 million.
Yes, he has not delivered your moto yet.
Then since
he fell ill, he nearly died. He was this far from dying.
Mm.
But he did not. Then the family comes together and say, guys, let us put money together and help him stand on his feet.
But what you know that 11 million has gone, Sha.
I don't know
it
that.
It has gone now.
And so that's not the issue. The issue of the day is, what will you do? Now, people are asking to gather money to let him start afresh. What will you do? That's the question this morning. So think about it. He is your in-law. He nearly died.
I mean, if I have 11 million if I can save up, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have more to help him.
So you will give him more?
No.
Talk now.
I'll give him now.
Like how much?
I'll give him what I have.
All right, so that's what we're asking. So think about it now. www.oneplay.ng,
but that's a valid place to go. Go and call us there. You cannot reach us by the phone call.
Go there.
Go there and call us. We'll meet you there.
Call us there. But right now, you can call, well, in a bit.
Yeah.
You'll be able to call us.
We have to take a break, but the phone lines, you can reach us on 0201-465-7190. That's 0201-465-7190. Or WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. I don't think we're streaming on Facebook today. You might not see my face. Oh, sorry.
Why?
It's so sweet. But anyway, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, sir. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, sir.
That's what they do.
Yeah, I want to ask a question, eh?
Yes, sir.
I heard what you said.
Yes, sir.
I fork out 11 million, eh?
You bring out 11 million, yes.
11 million and give to my in-law.
Yes.
Your
dear in-law.
Give me a car.
Yes.
Why is this, eh?
Yes.
Now, the time where I bring out that money, now I come for sick.
Wait, we don't know.
You can't.
He fell ill now, for real. He was really ill.
He wants to be sick now.
You know, plan him now.
But now the thing gets as a deal.
And so what will you do now? What you go do?
But in short, that my money, they go give me that my money.
Bessie needs money to stand on his feet again.
He has no business again. Just coming out of hospital now.
So my 11 million is gone already.
Oh! Leave this 11 million.
I mean, 11 million is not small money.
He said, hey.
Wahala.
What will you do now? Will you contribute? How much will you contribute to help him?
So they call the time that I will contribute another money again.
Oh God! Oh, so what will you?
Uh-huh. You know what happened?
Uh-huh. Better.
I go tell them, say, well, I go think over it, Abby. I go think about it.
So when you don't think, you call us back because
it's not today. That is 11 million and 11,000.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Blame the guy.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Can't blame the guy. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? 30 seconds. What's up, Lagos? Are you there? Nobody.
You have to call us back, okay?
All right, we have to
take
to
a break.
Go, yeah.
But keep the calls coming on 0201-465-7190. WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show. 34 minutes past 10 o'clock. What's up, Lagos? Oh yeah, now we don't play Otilo. This is a popular demand on WhatsApp, so we play this song for your listening pleasure. Some people are saying that Otilo without traces, that money, just forget it. But back to the conversation, 0201-465-7190, WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Today my line.
What's up, Lagos?
Trace alive.
My name is Olumuyiwa. I'm calling for my job.
Olumuyiwa.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
What is the meaning of that song? You just sing Otilo. What is the Otilo?
No, it's just a song for it have go.
It have go.
I better change it. Waiting go.
Okay.
11 million. I'll be waiting to call him.
Yes.
Okay. I will just tell the family, we thank everybody for the life of our uncle or our daddy.
How?
I'm the most happiest person in this meeting today.
Uh-huh.
Because I've invested 11 million into the hand of the uncle.
Already?
Uncle, God bless you. Once you are okay, just remove 1 million from my money and return my 10 million. God bless you.
If your in-law is hearing, you should go and be back.
Now, temper justice with mercy.
Mercy justice with temper.
This person was,
he used to be a man of valor. When things they things for him.
Now. What's up, Lagos? Now.
Lady and gentleman.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos, sir?
Let me rather say what's down, because what's down Nigeria?
I beg. Never it like that.
This not.
No, it has gotten to that, my dear. I am above 60. You're the gentleman, my young brother there said something. These people kidnapping in the north.
That's not what we are talking about now, right now. That's not what we are.
No, please, let me. I've been calling since then, but the line wasn't
getting... We don't take calls on that segment.
We just sound off and we move on.
We hope we've spoken your mind.
Issues that affect you and I.
Yes.
There are other
programs you can do that on. There's a format for this show.
Thank you so much for understanding.
Thank you so much. This is What's Up, Lagos. We're not that responsible.
We are responsible, I beg.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What happened?
I'm in the bank, I can't shout.
So why did you call us? Oh, yeah, send us money, though.
Which one be that one?
Go to the toilet.
Withdraw for me.
I need cash.
Just give me 2K, 2K.
Yeah, fuck you for me.
Fuck it.
Yeah, go for me 4K, go for me 2K.
That's 6K. I'm about to pay 4K, not so I'm going to 8K.
6K, what will be 2K?
So you're not that. That means it's 6K.
Are you interested in my own future?
Because I'm saying, together, everything about us
you
is
will
together
take
now.
2, I will take 6. Then we'll bring it together to be...
because of...
money that they have not given us.
It's catching my brain. Good
What's
morning.
Up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
If you later faint.
Yeah, but you just wound yourself.
Okay. You wound yourself.
Konese Street.
So why are you guys will be chatting? We have one out in Plantain Island. You are dragging.
We take money from you because we are trying to come down to your level. How many times do we...
Olawale, will you comment on the issue?
It's a compliment. People don't usually call us poor.
Wait, when
are they talking? Join. Should I drop phone?
Go and think of us and call us back. Let's go to WhatsApp. This person here says, "What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. 11 million, no be bully and epao. Make the man give me 10 million from the money.
The money is gone now.
It's lower now.
People don't have human compassion.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning. This is Jide from Ibejulekki. Let him remove my own contribution from the 11 million naira and send my balance to me. What I owe him is a prayer that the sickness is not unto death. If he die, Mary, Nadia Pekin, my wife, go settle the balance. Scared of human beings, but these people. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to
Jaji, withdraw a wolf hour.
I have to come outside.
You would have said that.
Don't
put you inside the vault. No, but sure.
It's true, man.
Wait.
Look at
you. Guys, we friends try the way.
We'll try. It's not going to be easy. No, we're not the ones running our heavenly race now. Stretch has somebody who is paying to do that work. I'll tell you that your guy knows the legit, but let's not talk about it.
Me to learn here.
Well,
if it's to save a life,
Madam
Boboli, I'll judiciously interrogate
Eddie Barrett. Man, use English to scatter our brain and confuse us.
Verify first.
Before.
If it's to save a life, so I'll
like that. To save a life.
But, Gara.
Okay.
I
see Joseph is trying to call us in Skype. Please call us back. We're ready to take your call. Right here on WhatsApp, Chooks from Berigbe says, what's up, Lagos? Stretch, this heartbroken stuff you do bring to this show. Well, I pray such will not come on our way. But if comes, 1 Timothy 6 verse 7 says, It's nothing I brought and nothing we go back with.
Zero.
I might die still having such amount too. Another will make use of it or banks claim it. Mean nothing in this life.
Hmm.
What's a good man you are?
Very deep story.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? That uncle is wicked. I would never forgive him. He should better die for me to forget everything. Oh, rubbish. God. 11 millions. Naira is a big money. Edioye from Israel, from Festac Town.
Oh,
okay, so Edioye Israel from Festac.
Oh, God.
With the para,
he should die.
Why not? That's too much. It's not good. If it's the kind of in-law I have right now, see, I go give another 11 million if I get plenty. My in-laws are more than in-laws. Like Stretch said, your dearest in-law, them dear to me. Kachi from Festac.
Oh, Kachi.
Yeah. And you don't have any single...
I'm an in-law candidate too.
You don't have any single in-law.
I can in-law you.
I'm giving Liana or Elsa.
Dash Liana.
Good morning. All right, do call us back. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there? What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes.
We have picked the call, oh. It's this kind of phones that is one way.
I can imagine. Okay, this one here says, hello, Fatan Stretch. I don't buy anything from in-laws as I don't want to shout. 11 million naira is not small money. I too will ask that he removes 1 million naira as my contribution to his illness. Once he's back on his feet, let him refund me my money. In-laws oftentimes usually dupe. Do bribery to one. I know of one who never ever buy a Dakudaji car for his father-in-law. And there is not one will do. That's why I rather buy from shop, company, or outside so that I wouldn't be hearing story that touch.
Anonymous.
From me, Jegu. You're with your in-law right now.
You're with your in-law sitting next to you.
Good morning, Joseph.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's up, Lagos, Joseph? What's up?
We're good.
Let me talk to that fine girl.
So wait, you can't say what's up, Lagos, Abi,
because
you're
proud.
Because you're in Afghanistan.
Novel.
This is the problem I have with all these poor people.
Where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from? Name the country if you're proud of it.
Listen, I want to say.
I'm calling from Nigeria.
Nigeria, you can't do this guy. Go, they call us.
We'll hang up now.
Look at your life.
Yeah, this man, respect yourself there.
Joseph, where are you calling us from?
Koliso.
I'm calling from Lagos, Nigeria. Actually.
Okay.
Oh yeah, call us on your mama number. Drop. Bye bye. Goodbye. See you later.
They take your darling. Calm down.
So low number one now.
Yaba.
Joseph, get to the chase. What do you want to say?
It's 11 million, my dear.
This person had a near-death experience.
He was ill for 5 months.
You don't understand.
Oh, Lojo Anuni.
11 million is a near-death experience.
Joseph, the money is gone. Otilo.
Why are you like this?
Otilo. Oloti.
The Oyinbo that do pencil did the razor. Mama go home.
Joseph, this person you are talking about might just be your sister's husband or your brother's wife.
Now, Joseph, think about
you know
it
go
now.
Think I'm again.
Habba.
So what if as you they drag that man for that 11 million, he can't later kaput.
All the best, too. But I will collect my money.
Ah, God. Joseph, thank you. You can't be overseas.
The people in this world, their hearts, they're very black. Call us back, man. Call us back.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hello?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I worry for you. Worry for you. Tell me, every time you call us, you have to go and hide somewhere, Abi.
Until Nili.
How does that concern?
Because we are shouting, if I see you shouting like this on the road, I will call people to come and find you.
Wait. You want me to come shout normally? May they call the hold me, Abi.
Now, what's the name we ask you, say, if they call us, they always go hide for somewhere, Abi?
I go hide because people that I'm even shouting at, they are not okay.
Yes.
You just said it with your mouth. Now that you guys are not responsible.
When did you say it?
I said we're not irresponsible.
That's what he said. Where did you hear it? We are not responsible. Olawale, warn yourself.
Olawale, warn yourself.
You're becoming very rude.
You just add iron to it now.
It's here, you God will judge you. God will judge you. God will judge you.
I fairly used ear.
God will judge you. Okay. Almost 11 million naira.
11 million, yeah.
So, now where my own money can't deal with you? Now that time you come.
Olawale, he fell ill now. Olawale, what? He fell ill.
There's no love in
will
this
somebody
world.
Conjure illness for 5 months?
No, wait. Something's no need to happen. Where my own money deal
okay,
with
it's
you?
Happened. Ah.
What are you doing?
You're supposed to postpone your sickness now. I don't want to take on time.
You're supposed to do what?
Postpone your sickness. If you don't settle me, finish.
So, as you be God.
Pele, secretary Jesus, Pele.
Can you imagine? There's no love. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Koboko, what happened?
Koboko, ne wewe.
You don't know your house before don't come.
Industrial Koboko.
I do.
Koboko, what happened now?
Everybody, don't they ask of you?
I'm seeing the post on Facebook and everything.
Koboko, what happened now? What happened?
Okay, do you know what happened? With my gladness and my condolence to Mr. Nkori.
Yes.
Family.
Yes. Thank you.
We have lost a game. Journalist activist.
Yes, that's
that
true.
That have said how Nigeria will move forward.
I'm telling you, very sad.
So, with my gratitude, I'm concerning his family. Mm.
Thank you so much.
If you watch what you're doing, talk from 2020, I started listening to for a couple programs, and the one I have said from 19 February 2020. To December 26th, I stopped calling.
Yeah.
Nigeria was about to better like America. Mm. So, but I don't talk, if you don't want to anything, yes. I said, make a balance. I said, make a frappale.
What does that mean?
That's, give these people on this side, give these people on the other side, give these people on this side, give these people on the other side.
That's what
the
you're song, singing.
The song was written by a very, very renowned songwriter called Nyeso Wike. I'll take you to Lagos. Nyeso Wike.
I can just imagine.
Yes.
Anyway, by 11:15, we're going to be opening the phone lines for you to call in. For those of you who've been trying to reach the other presenters on the show to, mm-hmm. Send your condolence mm-hmm. message or just, reach out concerning the death of, the renowned veteran broadcaster, journalist, activist, as a matter of fact, Rotimi Sankara, you can reach us at 11:15. We'll open the phone line so you can do that. The phone lines are ready. For those of you who do not, I would really tell out again at that time so that we can call in and do the thing, okay? Let's go to WhatsApp where I don't read this one. Chinedu from Maja says, good morning, Stretch and Feta. What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. While I do, I cancel anything that will make this kind of story a reality in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Anyway, I will make contribution if I still have money, but he will give me my car when he recovers.
Ah.
That's a fair one.
Okay, if he recovers.
Ah. Did you say if?
No, he has recovered health wise.
Just
but
when
for
he.
The business is strong enough because that money was actually spent. So when he makes a profit of 11 million, he will give you the car.
Wow. Good morning, Feta Stretch. Alat from Ikorodu says, to be honest with you, God saved my in-law from the sickness because he was huge. He has huge funds to refund. Before the person who suggested a contribution to be made for him to get back on his feet is done speaking, I will let them know that I'm sick too and that refunding my 11 million will cure me.
God, awesome.
By the way, we are streaming on Facebook and YouTube. Jeez. Go and join the conversation on the Facebook and YouTube live. Oh, okay, Stretch and Feta, I don't laugh, tired. My malaria don't go. It make up from malaria.
You
see,
we are saying it. Receive healing.
Again. As the feminine and the masculine food together. If people, it's only one that comes,
it will
it's
just
not full recovery.
Only women.
Yes, so that's how we have to combine. Now that's the total healing, right there.
Amen.
What's up, Lagos? I will contribute million. How many? Say million. After everyone has contributed, I will ask him to remove my 10 million. Eh? And start new life with the balance.
What is the money? No reach.
Smart. Okay, what's up, Lagos? Good to hear Koboko's voice once again. Oh, my belle fits me somehow. Anyway, 11 mila, no be small money. Oh, you go look for a way to pay me back. No be joke. Olorun wa pelu wa o. Bankole from Sagamo.
Bankole o se o.
Okay, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Do call us back on 0201-465-7190. Hello, good morning to you. Ayana, call us back now. Okay, with gratitude to God for 11 million well spent, we regret to announce that your money, Otila. Francis, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You.
What's your name?
This market woman.
Market woman. What will you do, market woman?
This time is not a good time at all. It's not a good time, my sister. My heart is just, I don't know how to put it. I'm happy for Koboko Sha as I hear his voice now. You know, when I, like me now, if I think, say, is it when I give him 11 million to become sick, what will my in-law think about me? That is it when this man, this man gave me money or this woman gave me money, I become sick. So the way you think to order, how people think back to you. Somebody were sick and all the money get finished. You are not thinking, is that time the money you gave to him become sick? So turn it back to yourself. That person you give money that become sick, he will not think again to you. Why be this time this man give me 11 million it's all these years I become sick? As he using that money to program evil to
now
me?
Only the person will give him money that period be that. He not receive any of that money.
No. You know, some people are saying, is it the time I give you money because
yes. She's saying it can also be the other way around.
The other way around.
You also.
Okay.
Market
all right.
Woman, we have,
okay, that's what I'm saying.
We understand that.
Thank
we have
you
to
very
go.
Much. We have
Thank
to take
you,
a break, Lagos.
Woman.
Don't forget to www.oneplay.ng. We'll be right back. On the show. What's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Feta.
My name is Stretch.
Yes, that's his name. And yes, it's not easy being in the studio with him for 2 hours. At I can all, tell you that, all, Lagos. Yeah, yeah. It's not easy.
I understand what you're trying to say.
He's not the person that you will go through with an idea that, and you think they're going to advise you. Lead you astray. You enter gutter. That's
exactly,
Stretch.
Exactly.
Imagine me, I'm telling Stretch, I have Adam's apple. I'm trying to put Ori so that the thing will grow very well. He said, no, it's not this side, it's at the corner that Adam's apple is supposed to be. Like, I don't understand. How? Me, I know that I'm saying something that does not make sense. Are you not supposed to at least shift? You can't, they follow me, they go.
All right, so as we were saying.
So it didn't happen, Abi? This is not your side, didn't happen.
I don't even know what you're talking about. We're streaming now. Go and check it now. This thing you said now. When did it happen?
It happened. Okay, let me go and check.
It
happened.
Nothing like
that. I'm sure they were streaming it.
Nothing like that. Nothing. So the truth, you just don't know how to say the truth. That's your problem.
So sure, she did not tell me that Adam's apples are the side of somebody's
Women don't have Adam's apple now. You know that.
But you didn't just tell me now that it's at the side.
I can never say that to you.
That you that should put Rob and Ori and be rubbing it. That it will come out.
I can never say that. No problem. Know that's the truth.
No problem. It's fine.
How can I say that to you?
No problem. Ori, everybody should know that. I'm not lying.
They want to believe you, but they know it's impossible that I say that. Yeah.
Okay. Lagos, do not forget that the one play draw is going to happen at 11:45, and we trust that you are playing the game because you should, okay? You should actually be playing the game right now. Go to www.oneplay.ng for somebody who is listening and you haven't heard this before. It's a lottery game that happens on this show Monday to Friday and every other shows, as a matter of fact, on Nigeria Info. And yes, people win money. We give out this money, courtesy oneplay.ng, and we're asking you to go to the website www.oneplay.ng, click on Nigeria Info to play with 500 Naira and you just win 20k. That's it for three people this morning, just like that. Every day on Friday, 50,000 Naira goes to one person who's been playing the whole week. So don't sleep on it at all. As a matter of fact, if you sleep on your bicycle, you'll fall down. That's nuggets of wisdom. I just dropped it there.
Yeah.
Because somebody might be thinking of slipping on the bicycle. How
slipping
to tell
on
them
the bicycle,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you fall down.
You fall down. Mm. Wow. They didn't know that.
They didn't know at all. Yeah. Okay, back to the conversation. Don't forget, at 11:15, you can now start pouring those messages that we'll
send
love
your
to
tributes.
Read them.
Yes, we like lost one of them. Ours, and we know that the hurt is not just ours.
Yeah.
You are hurt too. Mm. And if you, for those that can't reach the family directly, you can send your condolences right here on 11:15. Open up the phone lines for that to happen on this show.
Okay. Let's go to WhatsApp here. This person says, good to hear from our radio friend Koboko once again. Thank God he is in good health. This is Dominic from Ikorodu. Is this still the station ASAP? I don't know what that means, but this is Nigeria Info 99.3, Sha.
In the city of Lagos. And the show is called What's Up Lagos. It happens Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon.
I'm here looking for the comment on Facebook. I just saw now I can't find it because we're live. It's kind of hard for me to click on the comments. But anyway, join the conversation. 0201-465-7190. Alongside, as you're listening to the radio and having fun and laughing, do not forget that the money is waiting for you on the other side of the radio. www.oneplay.ng. If you look at the app, the website, if you look at the upside, you will see me on stretch. Just click on it. Then click the follow the process. Yeah, then you'll see us at the corner like this. That's where we are waving at you at the website. So go there and do the thing. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Good morning, sir.
Shout out to everyone over there.
Good. Shout out to you.
Right back to you.
Yeah, I'm back with my response.
All right, then, sir.
Don't think.
Yeah, concerning the 11 million.
Yes, sir.
Naira.
Don't yes,
check
sir.
Account balance. Come on.
That's a huge sum of money.
Very huge.
In short, let that guy take, after a recovery,
Yes.
He should keep, let him have half a million and let me have 10.5.
500,000 Naira.
Yes.
Wow. No, see, the money you gave to him, you gave him before he fell ill. So that money was spent to get him better.
He didn't go give me my money, I think. It's a huge sum of money. Bye bye.
Wow.
Thank you. He changed it to PG Street. He go give me my money.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Cherish your life.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
This is not the work of Ogi Anakara.
No way, this is Eba. Is he recorded?
Because it's recorded.
Yay!
This guy later asked us for 2K. Jesus. He will say he has finished.
Hey, whoa. Jesus.
Later say,
you are you a squire?
I'm a present choir.
Hey. No wonder.
Say no, it not matter.
Welcome, sir. That was awesome.
This is Apago.
Apago.
Now, why? How come I did not know?
Apago.
Dada is calling from Ibefo.
Yes, so welcome, sir. Oh, yeah. What will you do? Yes,
quickly.
You are absent yesterday, but today you are present.
Yes, so I am present today. I apologize.
Yes. No problem. Our wife, Peter.
Say your wife. Don't say our wife.
Is it Namio?
Is it a community wife? Say your wife. Don't say our wife.
My brother wife is my wife.
I'm not your brother.
Can you imagine?
I know when it comes to no. When it comes to property like this, no, please. It's not enough for me to eat, sir. How will I share it?
okay.
Yes.
Although I've been trying to call yesterday to congratulate our lady, but let me just leave it from here. Maybe later when it is like 11 o'clock, I will call back to pay tribute to my legend.
Seriously. Okay. All right.
So you are saying about 11 million. How many million?
11 million.
What happened to the 11 million?
You gave your in-law to buy a car for you. Now you paid him in full, and before he could bring in the car, he fell ill. He nearly died. 5 months in the hospital, and when he recovered, he had nothing left again. So family said, "Let's gather and give him something to stand on his feet." How much will you contribute?
Well, if by grace of God I have the money, I will still give you more than that 11 million. Because, you know, life is better than money.
Yes. I heard your sister's married.
Now,
yes.
Let me just give you an example.
Mm.
For example, now, the CEO of Access Bank now, today, all what he has gone.
Mm.
If that money can recover his life back, he will have used money to recover his life. So money is nothing, my brother. Life is the best.
Amen. Okay.
Right, so
you give him more. You contribute more. Okay.
Because I contribute more than that 11 million to him.
Apago.
You are doing Apago yourselves. Good morning.
Apago.
What's up? Call us back. 0201465-7190. Are you sure, though?
These are the people that behave like me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Sure.
I will give more than he took the first time.
All right, it's 12 minutes past 11. And at 11:15, we did promise you that you can call in and, you know, send in your messages. Let's just take this last call before we go on a break. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, please.
Let me make my point finish.
Make your point.
Not this.
I said if I have that money, I will still give him more. That's what I was trying to tell you, that if I think that the money I gave to him, that one, he becomes sick. What will they think about me? That when this woman give me money, I become sick. So we should not be thinking like that. If I have more, I will give to him.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. Lagos will now go on a break. We'll be right back. Do not forget, it's 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Feta. Stretches here. We'll be right back. It's 16 minutes past 11 on the show's What's Up Lagos. Of course, it's time for you to call in. And you can also drop your messages on WhatsApp 0809-597-5805. And if you want to call us, 0201-465-7190. Also streaming on Facebook and YouTube. Adeyinka Adewi here says, what's up, Lagos? Yes, Comrade Kobuko is back. I'm happy to have him back. My deepest condolence to all Nigeria Info and the family on the demise of legendary veteran Rotimi Sankori. May his gentle soul rest in perfect peace. This is Prince Adeyinka from Saudi Arabia. Thank you for that one. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Lagos.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Olawale from Sabayama.
Welcome, Olawale.
Yeah, I just want to say I want to send my condolences to family of Mr. Oti and Mr. Okori.
Yeah.
When the money was broke yesterday, I just don't know how I felt, because I lost this thing to him, because the way he analyzed, I felt so bad. Because he continues with me.
Okay. Hello. Thank you. Thank you very much, Olawale. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
I want my call. Hello?
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, you're still live.
Depending on what I was saying about Rotimi,
yeah.
Rotimi was psychologically and philosophically and naturally used his wealth of education to solve Nigerian problem on paper and on air. Nigeria has lost its strength. Hello?
I can hear you.
Thank you. But you said October 2022 that there was no juju. So, you say that as you did, and I do know that I can throw arrow. I can throw you arrow, and you can go deaf and dumb now. You know?
Who?
I'm telling you, so if you talk too much, I can...
Okay. I don't understand what that means. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
So, I don't know how to... This is a very painful experience. You see this routine, eh? Oh, God. I love him so much. The passion he has for this country. Why somebody like this have to just go? You know what the painful part of it? You can't even question God. Say, okay, why this thing happen to the good people of this country, to the people that love this country? The people that are just making this country to sink, they will still be here. And somebody that have good mind about this country to change this country, it will just go like that. It's so painful when I hear this matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's so painful, Feta. It's too much.
God will comfort us.
Not
thank
the
you.
Person that I have to be taken away from us.
Mm.
I know he's in a good place,
I know. And that's our consolation.
What he has done.
Mm.
How are we going to continue with this? That is what we are going to be thinking now.
Mm.
How will we continue with this thing?
Mm.
All this despot he has given to us. All the thing he has been telling us is all these years. About this country, begin to fight as a young person concerning this country, saying the truth. How are we going to continue, my brother? We should not quiet. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Once again, this is Jonah calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here to pour out my condolences to family of our legend, Mr. Rotimi Sankore. If you don't mind, I would like to sing a little song, you know, to air my...
Oh, that's fine. You can go ahead.
But not things. All right. Here we meet. Till we meet in the presence of the Lord. We Nigeria in so fast we meet you. Till we meet, Rotimi Sankore, in the presence of the Lord, we meet your star to see. We meet all of God's peace. Here we meet, oh, here we meet. We made in the praise of the Lord.
the Lord.
Thank you very much.
I miss you. Me again.
Thank you.
Mr. Roti Musankore, rest in the bosom of the Lord till we meet again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Nigeria, for my condolences to you all.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We love you, but God loves you more than us till we meet again.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello there. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Good morning, Fesa.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Good morning, Stretch.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is the Merchant Man.
Welcome, Merchant Man.
Yeah, it is really a very hard time to everybody. When I heard that news, I felt so shocked because I never saw it coming. I was even thinking of maybe putting a call across on one of the Friday open mic to ask why for a long time we've not been hearing anything about the program of Rotimi Sankore.
Public Square, yeah.
Public Square. So I was, most times I will call, I may not have the opportunity to speak my mind on that until I heard that news yesterday. I said, okay, so he has been passing through something that eventually caused his demise. But all the same, the loss is for all of us because I learned a lot from his program where you use data to analyze a lot of things. There is something that he said I always remember. He said, based on what is on ground in the north, that if you give the north 20 years from today, in as much as the indices, the things that we're supposed to put in place to work on human index are not there, what do we have of north in the next 20 years? I think he said that around 2022 or 2021. But all the same, it's a very big time that all of us are mourning. But I want to pray that God will give the family that he left behind the 42 to bear the loss. And you people in Nigeria Info, having that direct loss, may God give all of you and all of us in general that strength to bear the loss. Then before I drop the microphone, I want to welcome Comrade Koboko Ikechukwu. I want to tell him that his joke was a joke taken too far. Because when we stop calling, sometimes you keep people in suspense and we don't know who to ask, why is this person no longer calling? Koboko, Ikechukwu.
Thank you very
God bless
much
you
for calling. Thank you so much. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, cheers to life. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, I call from Shimoli. My name is Samson.
Samson. Welcome, Samson.
Thank you. I want to talk about Rotimi Sankore.
Please go ahead.
My dear, good people don't last. There are a lot of Nigerians that are calling and asking why good people don't last. They have an assignment from God Almighty who created them. When once you finish your assignment, you have nothing to do with the world again. Whether you die by through sickness or anyhow you lose your life, you have finished what God sent you. Most of us doesn't know our reason of being on earth. That is why a lot of people will be crying. Think of yourself that is still alive. The last day of your breath, where will you go? That is the last thing everyone that is living should have their mind on. This man has gone. Now everybody is saying good things about him.
Yes.
How many people call him on a sick bed? No one is saying any bad thing about that man today. They are saying good thing.
Thank you very much. We have to take a break. Thank you for calling, though. Thank you so much. Nigeria Info, we'll be right back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're still taking calls concerning your condolences. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Okay, 37 minutes past 11. And of course, we're still taking your messages. Right here. This one says, "Hello, Feta. I'm so sorry to hear about the passing of Oga Sankore. May God give the bereaved family and the Nigeria Info the strength to bear the loss." This is Max Dave. This one says, "Rotimi Sankore, a voice profound in the world of thought. He was renowned. With eloquence and grace, he paved the way in our hearts forever. His essence will stay. His words like poetry, his wisdom so pure in the depths of our souls, they will endure." Though he'd bid us farewell, his spirit so bright in our memories will forever ignite. So let's celebrate his life, his journey well trod. Rotimi Sankore, now resting with God. In the echoes of time, his legacy stands tall, a beacon of hope inspiring us all. This is from Prince. I love that. I'm sure it's a poetry that she wrote for him. Thank you so much. My condolence to the family of Rotimi. May God Almighty give the family, Nigeria Info, and all Nigerians the fortitude to bear the irreplaceable loss in Jesus' name. Amen. May his soul rest in peace. I am Chinidu from Aja. Here, this one says, late Chief Rotimi Sankore was a walking political library. None can be compared to him. It was unique in his own way. Can't be replicated, can't be duplicated. He poured a piece of himself and ideas into all who came across him. And I can attest to that fact. He would speak at length on issues and would listen to him with rapt attention. Rest on Enigma. We hold you so dear in our hearts till the end of time. Rest on Legend, Chief Rotimi Sankore. Mrs. Oboli IKD, thank you for that one. I think I mentioned yesterday how, I mean, I met his absence, but even in his absence, I met value and I met impact, because I would wonder why somebody who was not, or no longer in this station could still, you know, host a conversation and people would listen. I mean, I knew a lot of people who would ask me outside the radio, I was happening to the public square with no headaches in a long time, and I had to go and do my own findings, because who is this man and why does he pull so much crowd? And it wasn't just based off of the fact that we had, you know, a lot of people who looked forward to the show. It was also the fact that the show was so impactful. Everybody, and these messages and the calls can attest to the fact that this man has impacted lives so much. I had to go read his profile and the things that he's done, the works that he has actually done, the things he's put out. It's amazing. And of course, this is the things that will leave with us. And yes, of course, he cannot be replicated, but one thing I know he's done is he's giving a part of himself to the world, and that's the memory that will last forever. And so this speaks to us as humans that it is a privilege to be entrusted with ideas, and, you know, it's just a privilege to be entrusted with talents. It's what you do with these talents that actually matter, because people may forget, but they will not forget the things that you did. And that's the way you live in this world, even after you are gone. Stretch, I don't know if you have one or two things to say.
Yeah, if you notice, it's been difficult
for you to say things.
Say anything. it's been, I'm still trying to get to the fact that he is gone.
Mm.
It's quite difficult, and I will just want, like, butchers on what you have said. I mean, if you have the opportunity, many of us assume a lot by saying something as simple as "see you tomorrow."
Mm.
It's assuming a lot.
Mm.
For saying something as simple as "I'll be back in a minute" is saying a lot, assuming a lot. We don't know when the whistle will blow, but can you treat every day like your last? Rotimi lived like he knew that something was going to happen soon, because he put a lot together in such a short time. And I know, like someone else said before in one of the messages, he is in a better place. But yeah, this place he was, we will miss him so much. So if you have an opportunity to impact society in whatever capacity, you could be selling a car, you could be driving a keke, you could be a teacher, you could be a philanthropist, you could be cooking food, whatever it is you find yourself to do, that is a mission. And you need to carry that out with full attention and commitment. We're doing this right on air now. We come here, we give our all, believe me, everything that we are. And any day we don't give our all, we know that. So whatever you're doing, let's just put in our best and do our best. What I pick from Rotimi is he put his best foot forward every day.
And you could tell that he had a genuine desire to make a difference.
Yes, every day. Unfortunately, he's not going to be here to see the Nigeria he's talked about, the Nigeria he wants to be. But we'll be here to keep flying the flag till it's our turn to, because everybody will go.
Definitely.
I wish him and his family
the fortitude.
Fortitude to bear this loss.
Lagos will be right back. Okay, back on the show. 46 minutes past 11. It's time for us to pick our winners on one play. But D for Details will give us a little more.
A little primer.
Yeah.
Something
we've heard before, but just a reminder.
Whether you've heard it before, you need the primer.
Yeah, it's just
those.
Well, it's just banned. Yeah. Thank you, Stretch.
Oh, nah, beg.
One thing is for certain, OnePlay will definitely get in touch with you and you will get your money. But we can do pick the winners and announce the numbers. And yeah, that's how you know that you won, right?
All right, probably give them a minute or thereabout. Okay, maybe 1 minute before we call, pick and call who we can.
Okay.
Before time runs out.
Okay, 1 minute.
So please, if you have not played, please do play. This is not from flesh and blood. Mm. God said, as you tell you. In this 1 minute, 60 seconds. Go ahead, do it now. www.oneplay.ng. All right, so it'll be nice to call three of you, but let's see who is going to play right now and win right now. And for all those that have sent their condolences, yeah, we say thank you so much. It means a lot to us to see how much one of us has affected lives impacted out there. Thank you so much. And thank you for believing in us. Thanks for trusting the fact that we give you high quality also.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also to show that we're human on this side also. Yeah, we're not just voices on the radio. I'm sure Rotimi moved beyond just being a voice on the radio, because from the things I heard even just today, he affected lives, people
positively,
people, yeah, people changed thought forms and did things differently by just listening. Gave you more hope, you know. Thank you so much for being there for us, and keep the words coming in. It's helping.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
And for those of you who could not reach us via telephone or send your message or got your message in, this is going to continue for the rest of the week.
Yes,
and for every other show that comes, you can still reach out and, you know, talk about him if you haven't had the chance to since the news of his passing. We'll take a break, Lagos. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for some morning magic? Tune in and turn it up, Lagos. From 10 a.m. to 12 noon, it's time for the ultimate morning delight. Get ready to join Feta and Stretch on the airwaves. We are bringing you the happiest side of radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. With talk that is seriously funny, serious conversations, and those that are, well, not quite conversations. It's Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, only on 99.3 Nigeria Info. So get ready, because it's time to find out what's up.
Okay, let's make our winners right now. We're giving you like more than a minute.
Yes, yes,
play,
yes. So we've done our part.
We've tried.
Yes. So
good,
if you
good
have,
nature
yes,
people.
We are very nice people.
Yes.
One nicer than
that.
The other.
What do you mean? That
know.
Should be Misha. We are picking our winners now. And yes, we have
number one winner.
020-0802 ends with 6948. Should you think we can, I don't think so.
Let's call one person. Let's call one person.
Oh yeah, let's
they
call
played.
This person.
They should win. Let's call one person. The other, because of the mood of the show, you know what we're talking about. But say it's one play, you won money. So if we can rejoice with you and maybe encourage others to be like you tomorrow, it'll be a good thing. So we call one person and let one play call the other two people. We're flying our flags at half mast for this week. We're not that high octane this morning,
but we
will call.
But we try.
Yes, that's a show. That's what we do. It's
we
not
gotta blood. Do what we gotta
all
do.
Right? Okay, I think it's ringing.
Wow! You didn't even
I
waste
hope
time.
You pick the phone. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. We're calling you from Nigeria Info. What's your name, sir?
Okay, my name is Alex Solomon.
Alex Solomon, you are listening to us in the background, right?
Yeah, okay, sorry about that.
No, it's fine. All right, Alex, how many times did you play one play?
I played two games
today.
Yes.
All right, Alex Solomon, congratulations. You won yourself 20,000 naira.
Wow.
All right. Thank you so much for playing.
You didn't see it coming, Abi.
Thank you, too. That's a good one.
All right, Alex. You'll be called by one play. They'll get your details, all right?
All right.
And please talk about one play. It is for real. You're going to get your money in a bit. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. I appreciate it.
All right.
You're welcome. That was our guy, Alex. Alexa, you see?
It's Alex. Alexa is not a human being.
Use AI to do his voice. So there's a way he can do that. He sounds like a man.
So this is the only thing you're holding on to now.
So that's our guy. I mean,
that's your
won.
Guy.
Yeah, that's our guy one.
Yeah.
And I mean, it could be Alex, it could be Alexa,
it's
whatever.
Alex. He said his name is Alex.
But anyway, Lagos, we have got to bounce. Of course, we'll come back here tomorrow. Same time, same people, same station, same vibe. Lagos, don't forget to follow Nigeria Info everywhere on social media. We're on Facebook, X Threads, Instagram, YouTube. But you have to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Biko, go and subscribe so you can watch us live when we go live, every time we go live, okay? You can catch me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo. On Twitter, it's D_Feta.
Catch me on Instagram, Stretch Original. It's one word, Stretch Original. And if you want to come on to TikTok, it's Stretch Original also. And then X, it is Stretch Cool. All right, see you tomorrow.
Stay sharp, stay happy. At 12, it's going to be the news at 12. Yvonne Haifa is going to be here with the news. At 12:15, our radio is going to be on Joyce Onyemua, the sunny side. And at 3 p.m., Hard Facts with Mary and Duke O'Cone. We always have great programming for you over here. So make sure that you're tuned in to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Stay sharp, stay happy. Bye.